This could well have been the end of Stanley if it were not for his heroic friends. To get Stanley, they lay down the wings of a discarded exoskeleton to protect from the stickiness. Then one came in close and took Stanley's leg in his mandibles. There was a snap and a terrible pain, and Stanley leaked clear where there had once been a leg. His friend moved on to the next leg, and as Stanley lost legs, he realized through the pain that he was also losing the sounds of the world. By the time that Stanley's friends hoisted his body free of his severed legs, Stanley had lost everything. He was laid on the ground with nothing. No sound, no movement, no control. His only sensation from outside himself was the sticky ground beneath the bottom of his wings. He lay with only his own mind and imagined again and again, through his deafness, the sounds and the warmth of the pink bulb. Then he felt the gentle touch of another antennae against his. He looked up to see an offering of sustenance. Here was food, but no sound of spill. Stanley lived like this, immobile and insensate, kept from hunger by his friends until... One day he realized that he could hear a hum. This was the regular hum of home, and not that second hum that haunted his thoughts. He looked down to see that his legs were sprouting back. Soon his legs stretched long and strong, and he could again hear the beloved hum of home. He could listen for the spill and run from the sweep and begin to forget that he had ever known anything outside of this tiny world. So don't you worry. Stanley will be just fine. All is well again behind your refrigerator.